I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't gotta worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, Heartbreakers. Welcome back to another Breakdown bonus episode. Today, I am joined by my favorite ex-coworker, Justin.
I feel like I need a horn now.
No, we should get you like some theme music. Like,
yes.
They used to work together.
Like a whole intro.
And now they don't.
I like it.
Abby needs someone to talk to.
I think like pentatonics should be the people that sing it.
Why pentatonics?
I don't know. They're just in my mind recently, so I feel like they do a good job.
Was there a reason why pentatonics is in your mind?
They have a song that's surprisingly a banger for if you're trying to get hyped up in the gym. So
all right. You want to drop it for the people if anyone's on their
phone? I don't know if I'm going to be able to find the name of it quick enough for you. I want to say it's like the cave.
I got time. We're on a no schedule here.
Let me see if it pulls it up quick enough. And you around. Oh boy. Pentatonics. I'm not going to find it. It's like some very niche pentatonic song that just popped up on my Spotify the other day.
Okay. No, I love that. You know who I've been really into recently ever since that TikTok song went viral was Hozier. I love that song Too Sweet. Oh my God. It's so good.
Hozier's a good time. He's one of those ones that's hard to like put into a genre category. And, yeah. And I have fun with him. I like him a lot. I've seen him like 3 times.
Oh, is he good live?
He is really good live. He's actually sold out the ViStar. Well, I don't want to say sold out. I think he's close to selling out the ViStar Veterans Memorial Arena, which is crazy because the first time I saw him, he was at the Moran Theater or Florida Theater and barely sold out the first floor of it. So like he's gotten so much bigger.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty
good
cool.
For him.
Yeah.
I love to see good people win. Well, anyway.
See him thrive. Snaps?
Yeah, snaps. Snap. Quick announcement before we get into our little breakdown is on May 11th, I'm having my second ever Breakup Breakdown live podcast event. Ooh. And per usual, if you want to buy tickets, they'll be in the episode description. They're $20. It's going down in Atlanta/Alpharetta, Georgia. And it's going to be really fun. We're going to like this winery and they have this beautiful lawn with string lights and you can purchase wine. So it's going to be like a little picnic. So I'm pretty pumped to see all the girlies in person and we're going to spill the tea. And actually, I haven't announced this yet, but it's somebody that I currently work with that's coming to spill the tea on their breakup. They said that they got catfished for like 8 years.
Ooh, that's impressive.
Right? Is it impressive or?
Well, I mean, impressive, but also a little like, what were you doing? How do you get confused or catfished for that long?
Well, we'll find out when we break down that week's breakup on May 11th. So get your tickets. May 11th, episode description, $20. See you there. So this week we had another short and sweet episode. And I had a good time chatting about this because I got to learn about the dark side of Reddit. Now, Justin, I know you're a fan of Reddit.
Yeah, yeah. But Reddit dark side can get dark like insanely fast.
Oh, and it did. And I found out all about it. And now I can't sleep at night. Now I feel like, and I've mentioned this, that every time I record a new episode, I just have horrible trust issues. Like I find another
makes
reason.
It worse.
Yeah, I find another reason to not date a man. I don't need to put myself through this when they're going to
also
come back and do the shit.
I also feel like I'm on the opposite side of TikTok. I'm on like dude getting mad at women for having standards TikTok because they it's so hard, but it's so they have a running list of they find any TikTok where someone talks about getting the ick from a guy, but it'll be something that's like not necessarily that big of a deal. And like the one video I saw recently was like one girl being like, don't you just think it's so weird if they're like that close with their mom? And then it'll pan to just a notepad, like an iPhone notepad. It'll be like, it just adds it. Number 633, don't be close to your mom. It's like a dude TikTok trend that I see every once in a while.
That's hysterical. I would actually love to go through all of those and explain why it's not necessarily like a hard rule.
Yeah.
I understand what she's saying.
Yeah.
It can get a little weird if they're just a little bit too close with their mom, if it's giving mommy's boys vibe. But at the same time, you don't want them to have a bad relationship with their mom.
Yeah. If I see one again, it's like an account that does it. So if it pops up again, I'll be sure to send you the link. And especially now that we're talking about it, I'm sure I'll see it in like 10 minutes.
No, literally. So this week we got to talk to a woman who said she was with a guy, I think for like 2 years, and they moved in together. And she said they had this great relationship. Like for the first year or two, it felt like a movie, you know, all the romance and stuff. And then all of a sudden she noticed that when he would come home from work or when she would come home from work, he would spend like 45 minutes in the bathroom. And she was like, what? Like who shits for that long every day?
Yeah.
And I think you can tell where this is going, but she walks in on him one day and he's like, you know,
having a good old time,
having a good old time with himself, bringing out those five fingers and just going to town. And she's like, okay, this is what dudes do. It's fine. Whatever. And then it gets to the point where it's like literally every night he comes home and just goes straight to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And so her last straw was when she was in bed with him and she looks at his phone and he's on Snapchat when he said he wasn't on Snapchat and he's asking girls for nudes and she's like, bye. So they end up breaking up and then she gets a message from this guy who she said lives in Pakistan. And I guess he was like, hey, you might want to call up your ex-boyfriend because he's on Reddit sharing your nudes and asking for other nudes of other girls.
Oh, so
I guess there's this thread that you can go into different cities. I don't know if it's just specific to Atlanta or whatever city he was doing it in that you can go on and it's called ex-girlfriend sharing. And
like revenge porn in a way.
That's what I thought. But basically how she described it was you'll go on and be like, hey, I have nudes of this girl. Do you have nudes of this girl? I'll swap you for. So it's supposed to be like people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess he came from like a small town. So everyone kind of knows everyone. So it's like, oh, I have Rachel Green's nudes. I'm looking for Phoebe Bonif. What's that? What's Phoebe's last name from Friends? Phoebe.
No, I forget.
Yeah, I'm looking for Phoebe's nudes. Like anybody want to stop and they'll get on the DMs and
figure it out.
And that figure it out.
Definitely does not feel legal, but that's just.
That's what I said. I'm like, because I don't know what would be considered illegal, but why does it feel like there should be some kind of law against this?
There definitely should be, because I feel like at that point you're distributing like photos of somebody without their consent, right? Like if you got a photo from somebody that is a nude, that's them saying you can have this. But I feel like if you then send it to other people, that's why I say just stay away from sending the nudes altogether. It's probably just safer that way, but that's a different part of the conversation.
Yeah. Or keep your face out of it. Cause then it can just be anybody.
Yeah, then it's just it's just a body. Although I guess if you have tattoos or specific things that kind of like show that it is you, that could be another part. But even so, like, yeah, maybe don't do that.
That's actually very true. Because then everyone would be like, oh my God, who has that massive ass tat of Harry Styles on their cheek? Oh, it's Abby. It's Abby Murphy. I know she has a massive Harry Styles tat.
I know that Harry Styles tat if I've seen it before.
seen that ass before. When it's Abby. And then you're screwed. But then that's on you. Then
we
don't show the ass.
There was a situation. This is gonna, I feel like I gotta be very vague with this. There was a situation in college where we were living next to a group of females and my yes, no, a group of females, like they were just roommates, and we were all in townhomes, so we kind of were pretty close. And one night a roommate of mine came downstairs, and he might have been, I guess, searching around for photos like that. And this was back when like Girls Gone Wild was still kind of a thing. And he found a video of her from Girls Gone, one of our neighbors on Girls Gone Wild. And we were like, what do we do with this information? Like, I don't know what to do with this. Like, that was so awkward every time I talked to her after that. I was like, I don't know what to do here.
Was she the, and I mean this delicately, like, was she the type of person that you think you would have seen? Or was it like shocking? Like, you were on Girls Gone Wild?
Nah, she kind of like, you know, like she was kind of wild if she had a few drinks. Like, it's not out of the realm of things to just flash a camera. Like, that wasn't too crazy, but still was like, oh my God, like, that's definitely our neighbor. Like,
like there she is.
Yeah, literally.
I feel like we've seen a little bit too much of her now.
My buddy comes downstairs. He goes, this is really weird and so weird for me to show you, but you got to see this. And I was just like, oh my gosh, that is our neighbor. Wait, why were you on this website? He goes, stop asking questions. I was like,
But I was like you. I was like, oh, is this like a revenge porn type thing?
Yeah.
Like, is he getting off? She was like, I just think he's getting off on the fact that he can see girls that he knows in real life naked. Like, it's so much more interesting than just seeing someone
you don't know.
Yeah, like a chick on Pornhub.
I guess. That feels creepier, though. Like, that
okay,
feels...
It doesn't feel creepier. It is, in fact, much creepier.
Yeah, like being like, I don't, not only do I want to see naked women, I want it to be people I know.
Yeah.
Like, that's not to go down another realm, but that's like the kind of person that would like try to get an AI photo of somebody like made, you know?
Well, in a year, he'll probably be able to do that.
What I mean. Like, that's not far off from now, which is disturbing, but yeah.
It's so disgusting anyway. But basically, the way she described, or the reason why he allegedly was on these sites, because I'm like, what do you think his end game was? Like, why is he going on this site?
Trying
to get all these photos. And that was the first thing she said. But she also mentioned, you know, he was spending 45 minutes a day in the bathroom going to town. I think he probably had some kind of porn addiction or like a problem. It's surprisingly very hard to get a mental health therapist to come on and talk about this, because that's what I thought today's episode was going to be about. Like, hey, let's talk to a therapist about, like,
I can be that.
and literally, Justin, nobody will come on and talk about this. So I'm like scouring the internet to get more details on how we can be, because I want it to be productive. Like, if you have a partner that's going through this very serious addiction and they want to get out, like, what do you do about it?
And I would imagine there's a lot of potential problems that a porn addiction would bring to a relationship in terms of unrealistic expectations on things, and I don't know, things that you think the other person would want because you saw it in a video is not necessarily how that's supposed to work. So yeah, there's a whole bag of problems that also can come with it. And then on top of it, like, I don't know, if my significant other was addicted to it, I'll be like, okay, what am I not doing something enough for you? Like, what am I not bringing to the table here? You know, or how can I, you know, you start going down a whole path of, a lot of problems.
Well, some people are just insatiable, I guess. They just have a lot of energy in that area of life. But it also, I feel like you can have, I don't know if reverse expectations is the right way to put it, but something that we've been talking about on the Burt Show, the other show that I'm on during the daytime, is there's this woman who was going to let her husband fly to Vegas to get some of his fantasies played out in real life, because she found on like his porn search history, that's a whole other story. I'm like, how did you find that? that he's like really into a very specific thing being done to him. And she's like, I am not comfortable doing that. But do you think I should let him go live out that fantasy in Vegas? Or is that like opening up a can of worms?
I mean, yeah, I feel like it's a double-sided, double-edged sword at that point, right? Like, one, you could go out there, try whatever that, I guess, kink is, and love it and realize, like, I don't want to go back to my one person not in Vegas. I want to continue doing this. Now, you've set the precedent that you allowed it once. Like, it's going to continue to happen now. Or they try it and it's not great, or it's uncomfortable, or it's awkward, or not as whatever in a video that you saw. And now they don't want to do it and you're good. And you've kind of squashed that bug. But, you know, I guess that's part of the risk.
Yeah. Well, people, I think, are just way more adventurous in their Pornhub search history. Like, yeah. I think 95%, and God willing, I hope this is the truth, but 95% of the people who are Googling like gangbang, see a therapist if this is what you're Googling. I don't think actually want to participate in that or see that happen in real life. I just think it's like a place where they can be more. Adventurous feels like the wrong word for gangbang. Yeah. But
right.
I mean,
but like, I know what you mean.
Yeah, yeah. Like exhibitionist or whatever. And I don't mean gangbang like in like a derogatory term, but like if you like see like an orgy, that's probably the way to put it. An orgy.
And yeah, I think it's one of those things where like, you know, it's like you get to guess search something, look something that wouldn't be something in the realm of things you would do in your life. So then you get to just, I guess, see it play out on a computer or phone or wherever you're watching it. Hopefully not on like streaming it on a TV. That's a lot going on there.
Well, if you're at like a motel, like, you know.
I mean, sure. Yeah. Apple dropped that thing to the TV and like, get it going.
It's finally not a miserable temperature outside, which only means one thing. Summer is coming up. And let's make one thing clear. There is Hibernation Abbey and there is Summer Abbey. And Summer Abbey likes to feel light and healthy. That's why I've been trying out meals from Factor. They've got meals shipped to your house that are super easy to heat up in a jiffy. And you're probably like, ew, a refrigerated meal. That must be so unhealthy and gross. No, I can confirm these are delicious. And they have so many different options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. You can also add on more than 60 add-ons every single week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. You get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring, and you don't have to clean anything up. Head to factormeals.com/breakup50 and use code breakup50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code breakup50 at factormeals.com/breakup50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. I feel like there's two types of people in the world. The people that get super excited when the temps hit the 80s and the people who are like, holy crap, it's bathing suit weather and I do not feel my best. The warmer it is, the more dialed in I feel like I need to be with my nutrition. But I gotta be honest with you, I hate cooking. Do I cook for myself and feel great? Or do I get takeout and eat a bunch of crap that's just honestly expensive and not that great for you? That's why I really enjoyed trying out Factor. Factor is a meal service that requires no prep. All you gotta do is heat them up in the microwave for like 2 minutes. And they're chef crafted, so they're actually designed to meet your nutrition goals, whether you're trying to watch your calories, get more protein in, or follow a keto diet. There are 35 different meals and 60 add-ons to choose from with breakfast, lunches, dinners, and even desserts. Head to factormeals.com/breakup50 and use code breakup50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code breakup50 at factormeals.com/breakup50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. So here's my question to you, because I know a lot of women have a problem with their guys viewing porn excessively. I think most people are kind of like, whatever, you do it like once a week, whatever, that's fine. But
you gotta do.
Yeah, you do what you gotta do. Like, I'm not around, whatever. But how do you feel about women using what my boss has called emotional porn? So it's known at my job that I'm a big fan of like romance novels.
Yeah, sure.
And all that stuff. And he came to me, he's like, don't you feel like the equivalent of a guy being addicted to porn is like a girl who like loves reading books about romance.
Yeah, like, and 50 Shades of Grey and stuff like that. Yeah.
50 Shades of Grey. I'm like, okay, well, erotica is, I mean, I guess you could categorize that as porn because it's literally erotica.
It's pretty,
Yeah. But if it was just purely emotional romance where you're just escaping into a world where there's like a dream person.
You know? I guess one's emotional, so it's more mind, where the other one's like actual physical, like you are something that is supposed to be only achieved between you and your significant other. A level of excitement or whatever you want to call it between those two is still being achieved with a video that you're watching or whatever you're watching. Whereas I don't think that's the same thing that's happening with like a book like that. Like maybe, yes, there's an emotional feeling, but it's not like a literal, for lack of a better way to explain it, a literal orgasm. You know what I mean? Like it's not that. So I think that's where it's a little bit different.
Yeah. Like there's an end game to one. I mean, I mean, erotica. Okay. Like we can argue that as like sort of like a similar thing, but to me, the difference, and I think both things can be true. Like I think anything can be a problem. Food, work,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Friends, boyfriends, like all of those things can become very unhealthy with the wrong boundaries if you're not using things in excess. So I'm like, I'm sure there are cases where people are using books to achieve something that maybe is unsavory in a relationship, like emotional cheating or an affair of the mind, as I've heard it called. But how many people do you know that just can't get through the day without reading their romance book?
Right.
Like maybe there's
definitely like people and celebrities. Like I don't want to say, I think someone on the Red Hot Chili Peppers at one point had like a porn addiction, and like it was like a whole thing. But like, you know, when you have that, it's literally like you gotta go watch something or do something. Sometimes even before you start your day, it's like a cup of coffee in the morning. Gotta go watch a video in the bathroom or something, you know, whatever it is.
They started on the right foot, on the third leg, if you will.
yeah, exactly. So that's what I mean. Like that's, I know a lot of this is from the angle of like guys. I'd be willing to bet a porn addiction is more common in guys, but I bet there are porn addictions in women too. But I bet it's easier for a guy to get addicted to porn than a woman.
Yeah, especially when it's just you reading about really hot fairy guys who just want to treat you right. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. Hopefully I can find some kind of professional to come on and actually comment on like the serious stuff. But for now, we can just come on and talk about jacking off in the bathroom.
And honestly, 45 minutes is a little impressive.
You know what? Like, claps for him.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, okay, listen, that's like, you know, some of those videos are only like 8 minutes long. So, you know,
30 seconds.
Exactly. You're watching like how many videos at that point? Jeez.
Yeah, really. She should be applauding his stamp. And I asked her, I was like, did it affect like things behind closed doors? And she was like, no, things were pretty fine. So I was like, girl, what you complaining about? I'm just kidding.
Well, no, but that could also be the thing. Like, you know, like if I don't know, you're only able to, you know, quote unquote, go 2 times a day. And your significant other has a sex drive of wanting to go 4 times a day, well, then you're already going to have a problem. And maybe that's where a little bit of potential room for that addiction creeps in. Not saying that one side should have to cave to the other, but that does seem like there could be potential, you know, misunderstanding or room for problems.
Yeah, 4 times a day? Who have you dated, Justin?
Listen, you know, back in my college days, there were some people ready to go.
All day, every day.
Well, I know. It was like before class, after class, before the bars, after the bars. It's like, okay.
Dear God, how did you graduate?
I don't know. I did it in 4 years, too. So I'm very impressed by that. I should not have gotten out of college in 4 years. But
snaps for you. Snaps for you. Thank you, coworker Justin, for coming on and talking about porn.
All that.
And hey, don't forget to get your tickets to the Breakup Breakdown Live podcast event. It's going down on May 11th in Atlanta, Georgia. Tickets are in the episode description. See you whenever you decide to tune in next.